It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan. Mysteries, ghosts, monsters and lore. East Coast Esoterica and so much more. If it's up to you, friend, it's on the up to Newfoundland.
Days of Halloween.
Laird, jumping just scared the life right out of me.
But is it possible? Is it actually possible to scare someone to death? This was really interesting. A friend jumps out at you and you're just turning the corner. Your heart starts pounding, you guys. You scared me to death. What were you doing? Of course, the fact that you can utter this common phrase means that you're not deceased. But saying this is so common, in fact, that we have to ask the question, is it possible to be scared to death? And the answer might surprise you. It's yes. Humans can be scared to death. In fact, any strong emotional reaction can trigger fatal amounts of a chemical such as adrenaline in the body. It happens very rarely, but it can happen to anyone. The risk of death from fear or individual strong emotion is greater for individuals with pre-existing heart conditions. But people who are perfectly healthy in all other respects can also fall victim to being scared to death. Being scared to death boils down to our autonomic response to a strong emotion such as fear. For fear-induced deaths, the demise starts with our fight-or-flight response, which is the body's physical response to a perceived threat. This response is characterized by an increased heart rate, anxiety, perspiration, increased blood glucose levels as well. How does our fight-or-flight instinct lead to death, though? To understand that, we have to understand the nervous system and what it's doing when it's stimulated primarily in releasing hormones. These hormones, which can be adrenaline or another chemical messenger, ready the body for action. The thing is, adrenaline and similar chemicals in large doses are toxic to organs such as, guess what, your heart, liver, kidneys, and even your lungs. That means scientists have actually figured out that what causes sudden death out of fear in particular is the chemicals damage to the heart, since it's the only organ that, upon being affected, could cause sudden death. Adrenaline opens calcium in the heart. With a lot of calcium going into the heart, the organ has trouble slowing down, which is something that can cause ventricular fibrillation, a specific type of abnormal heart rhythm. So, yeah, your heart really will beat out of your chest. Irregular heartbeats prevent the organ from successfully pumping blood to the body and lead to sudden death unless treated immediately. My goodness, so there you have it, folks. High levels of adrenaline aren't only caused by fear. Other strong emotions can also incite the rush of adrenaline. For example, sporting events and sexual intercourse have been known to lead to adrenaline-induced deaths. So, you know, one minute you're playing baseball, next minute you're dead on the ground. Next minute, then you go home, if you didn't die, and, you know, have a little snuggle time with the person you love, the next thing you know, you die. Now, personally, that's the way to go for me. You know, I don't know about you guys, but, you know, as long as the act is finished and then I die, I think that's, what else could you possibly want in life, really? I hope you guys are enjoying the Odd the Newfoundland Paranormal Podcast Halloween special, 31 Days of Halloween. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and you guys will hear from me tomorrow. Take care.